Hello and welcome to the Healing Hour on Radio Free Hillsdale, where we bring you your weekly dose of healing. I'm your host, Adriana Azarian.
And I'm your co-host, Erica Kaiba. And here at the Healing Hour, our mission is to help you become your happiest, healthiest, fullest self. So this week, Adriana and I are going to be unpacking an article from Verily magazine. It's called Finding Adventure in the Seemingly Ordinary by Melissa Asmama.
That's right, Erica. I'm really excited to talk about this.
Me too. And we are going to put maybe our own spin on it, because the article is discussing finding adventure in the ordinary from the perspective of a mom. But like, I think a lot of what she says can also be applicable to the young adult life that we're living now. Mm. So we're going to like expand the horizon and show how everybody can do this.
Well, before we do that, though, we should discuss our healing adventure of the week, Erica.
Yes. Okay. Our weekly healing adventure. Adriana and I took a little emotional wellness moment last week.
Yes, we did. Every week we try to do something together that brings us emotional healing and happiness. Mm-hmm. And so this week, Erica and I got coffee together to discuss some plans for the future, because that's what we do, because we're bougie that way. And then Erica said, do you want to go for a walk?
Because we looked outside and the sun was shining and it was so beautiful.
And for those of you who know, it's not been sunny in Michigan at all in the past 6 months.
And so we decided we would go for a walk together. And it was so healing.
So healing. So we walked around by the academy, the Hillsdale mm-hmm. Academy. And there is a nice playground there. And
quality playground.
Quality. We went on the swing sets.
Mm-hmm. It was like a releasing your inner child moment for both of us.
There's something to that, I really think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just had a good conversation.
We did.
Something about just being suspended in the air, you know,
mm-hmm.
gets the blood flowing to your brain.
Yeah. And good, there's something very safe and comforting about doing an activity that you really enjoyed as a child and rediscovering that.
Yeah.
So that was our weekly healing moment. We encourage you to reflect on yours, because everyone has one.
Yes.
Shall we dive in?
Let's dive in. Article? Let's dive in.
Okay. And once again, this is Finding Adventure in the Seemingly Ordinary by Melissa Asmama. So the article begins, the adventure only ends once we stop looking for it. And she goes on, I was 18 when I made my first trip overseas. 2 years later, I made a bigger solo trip. Then, just after my 22nd birthday, I found myself moving half a world away to the middle of Europe. Several years later, East Africa became my home. Others often told me how adventurous my life was, though for me, it didn't feel that way. I went to work, bought groceries, and did other everyday things like everyone else. It's not that I can say my life wasn't adventurous. Figuring out how to get on a bus through the mountains in Bosnia with no timetable, negotiating the price of a Bajaj ride in Ethiopia, or wandering through a night market in Bangkok in search of food, I'm always in it for the food, these were the kinds of things that seemed to advertise a life of adventure. Assuredly, they contained the elements we associate with adventure, the unknown, excitement, risk. Living in a foreign country is likely to bring more unknown events than if we live in the town we grew up in, which I can say with some confidence, as that's precisely where I've ended up. So do we want to unpack that for a minute?
No, it's really interesting, because if like when you read the article, she talks about how, you know, adventure isn't inherent to what you're doing. It comes from your mindset.
Right.
And so I thought that was really fascinating, because, you know, when you look at mundane things you do every day, like folding the laundry, she's mm-hmm. like, you know, you could call that adventure time, you know?
Right. And that's later on in the article.
Right.
Yeah. But then, like, on the flip side, you could also have the perspective of, like, yes, I'm, like, in Bosnia right now, but I'm also, you know, I'm still doing everyday things.
Right.
Like, that hasn't changed.
Right.
I'm not, like, the Hobbit that, like, you know, is suddenly going on an adventure through the mountains. Like, I'm yes. just doing my thing.
The Hobbit is very Hillsdale reference of you, Erica. Congratulations on that. No, but, because, okay, here's the thing, is that I'm the kind of person where, like, mundane tasks kill me, like folding the laundry, cleaning my room, things like that. I always grew up struggling with, because it just like was not stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've gotten older and I've realized maybe it's not fun to be in a room with like messy things all around,
mm-hmm.
I try to like put on a playlist and make cleaning my room like a fun time.
Adriana, that's what I do.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Literally, that's what I do. When I'm folding clothes, especially.
Do you have a playlist just for that? Or do you just put together whatever?
I listen to a different playlist. It depends on the genre I'm in the mood for. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a special playlist for it?
Well, lately I've been into Dua Lipa a lot. So, nice. Like, my workout playlist has a lot of Dua Lipa. My room cleaning playlist has a lot of Dua Lipa. My just, like, vibing, nothing to do playlist, Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
Road trip playlist, Dua Lipa. Okay, so you get the point.
I do.
So just, like, something that's very upbeat,
mm-hmm.
and will get me into the mood of, like, I'm doing something exciting. I could even dance to this while I'm folding my laundry.
Yeah, and there's something about music that just puts the adventure in things.
Yes.
Like, especially, if you're listening to, like, an epic orchestral score while you're folding your laundry, you're like, yes, this is really important, actually. I'm saving the world.
I'm literally the main character.
I'm literally the main character.
Making sure
it's like folding your shirt in half, like, dun, dun.
I love that. So that's just like a very simple, I think, example of making your life an adventure.
Mm-hmm. That is one way that you can do it. Listening to music, adding something else that you enjoy in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like grocery shopping, I have come to find, is one of my favorite things to do. And therefore, Walmart is the place to be. But that being said, like, even when I'm back home in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Erica and I are both from Minnesota. Fun fact. Even when I'm in Minnesota, I'm like, this could be fun. Like, this could be a very servile thing that I could be doing for my family. But no, like, I get to pick out, I get to live in a country where I have all this food available to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pick out, like, what looks good, you know, what I prefer, what my parents prefer, and, like, try to just tailor.
I mean, it, like, it goes back to what she was saying. Like, the elements of adventure are the unknown, excitement, and mm-hmm. risk.
Right.
And when you think about it, like, there is a lot of unknown in yeah. our everyday lives. We just don't treat it like an adventure.
That's so profound, Erica.
Thank you. And, like, there's something about excitement. Like, is it like an Anne of Green Gables quote where she's like, I found that I enjoy things much more by, like, making up my mind firmly that I will.
Mm.
And there's something about the psychology of that.
Yeah.
It's like, because when I was, like, 12, I didn't really like working out. I was like, well, I should, because, like, physical activity is healthy, but, like, I don't want to. But then, like, I realized I could, like, listen to music that I really liked while I do it. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to listen to my music, and I'm going to, like, sweat it out and be a gym rat.
Yes.
And lo and behold, now I'm a gym rat. And it doesn't even occur to me that, like, it's something I wouldn't enjoy. Just because, right. like, you get into the habit of enjoying something.
Hmm. I really do think that your mind has a lot of power over your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, control your thoughts, and you can control your whole life.
That's so true.
What
do we think about the traveling aspect that she mentioned, though? Like, mm-hmm. I want to talk about that for a second. Like, there's finding adventure in the ordinary, but do you think there's a point where, like, we actually should be seeking adventure outside of our everyday lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and breaking the routine and traveling, you know?
Right. Well, I think the fun of traveling is you get to see the world, get to see how other people live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's an educational experience.
Right.
In a lot of ways. And sometimes that's the only way to learn different things is by immersing mm-hmm. yourself in them. That being said, I do think that something that I always enjoy about travel is that when I see how other people live their lives, I can kind of incorporate like elements of their mm-hmm. culture into my life. So like, for example, okay, disclaimer, I've never actually been to Europe or like Italy, mm-hmm. but I love to learn about the lifestyle there, or like in mm-hmm. Paris too, where it's like, you know, very healthy eating, mm-hmm. emphasis on the Mediterranean diet and walking a lot. Because for me, like, I am also a gym rat, but I also, my favorite form of exercise is walking. And this is a lifestyle I can incorporate into my own lifestyle
mm-hmm.
to make myself happier and healthier and fuller. And I think traveling can be very conducive to healing.
No, yeah, that makes yeah. sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, like, there's just something so great about that, you know, mm-hmm. just, like, discovering a wider world
yes.
than what you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think that's really cool. And I think that, like, if you have the chance to do that ever, like, absolutely take
absolutely.
It, you know?
Absolutely.
It's great. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Healing Hour on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM with
Adriana Azarian, your host,
and Erica Kaiba, your co-host. And we were just talking about the importance of stepping outside of your comfort zone and seeing the unknown, maybe traveling. But something I was kind of thinking about as we were talking about it is that it's still possible to, like, get a sense of the world even if it's not within your means or ability to travel, like at this very moment. Because I went to a school where a lot of the students kind of like accused the school of being a bubble. And they're like, it's just too much of a bubble. And like the school should make it so that we're not in a bubble so we can know what the real world is like. But I was kind of thinking like, when I would just like go out, you know, into the world, even if it was just a coffee shop and I would sit and people watch and like listen to the conversations people were having or like interact with people, you know, that you see on a day-to-day basis in like grocery stores and like nail salons and stuff like that and like talk to people and like get a sense for their lives, like you discover what the world is about outside of like your tiny school. And it's your job to do that. It's not your school's job. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the recording right now and I can just see the volume just go up.
I was like, okay, if I could just like take a second to talk about entitlement. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to be entitled. And like, I really feel like I deserve to be told what the real world is like. That is the hallmark of entitlement. It is not your school's job. I'm sorry. Like, go out and like do something in the world and like learn something from people, you know? Yeah. Most people listening are probably not having this very specific experience that I had. But I think there's something to be said for, like, you know, like getting a sense for the unknown just by like interacting like with the ecosystem that you're in, because it can surprise you.
It really can.
Yes.
Just like even like going, like what I like to do is I like to go to Checker Records in town and just like sit and just like see people come in and out, like hear bits of their conversations just in passing.
You know what? If you're having a conversation in public, then your conversation is in the public domain.
So true.
And I can listen to it if it's at a volume.
Facts.
Like, sorry.
Facts. But like, I just think it's, people are so fascinating.
They are.
And just taking time to like get out of yourself and get out of your own mind and just
so
see
true.
People,
so true.
That is an adventure in and of itself.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's just, like, the adventure. Can we talk about the adventure that, like, you can encounter in just anybody that's different from you? Because people have different experiences. They interpret the world differently. They have different belief systems. And that's not necessarily something to get mad about. It's something to celebrate because, like, you can learn something from them.
I once read this. I forget where I read it, but it was, like, seek truth where it might be found. And how, I mean, at the end of the day, like, okay, I'm not a modernist. Relativist.
Pomo.
I'm not a postmodernist. But like, we're all humans, and I think that we all access the truth to varying degrees. Some of us possess the truth more fully than others, but we should appreciate where truth is found in other people's beliefs.
Yeah.
And like use that to kind of be like, you know, I want to show you what the truth is, and I want to use that to pull you in.
Yeah.
You know, like it's also an opportunity for us to educate other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think definitely, like, where the postmodernists go wrong is by saying, oh, there's no absolute truth. It's just, you know, everybody has a different truth. Like, I do think that there is one absolute truth, but I think that, like, there's not one human, except for Jesus Christ, who is also God, who, like, has possession of, like, all the sides of that absolute truth. So, like, part of it is, like, okay, we have to have the humility to say, like, okay, I have this vision of the universe, but parts of it might be wrong. So, like, by talking to other people, we can discover what parts of it might be wrong and, like, talk about it. Or even if it's just, like, even if it's not about different belief systems, and it's just, like, I want to know how you live and how you experience the world. And that helps me understand humanity more. Right. Like, that's cool.
That is cool. Yes. I think what's really fun for me is road trips.
Yeah.
Even if it's just an hour and a half road trip to Lansing, that is a lot of fun because it takes you out of the immediate Hillsdale bubble, and all love and respect for Hillsdale, but there's not that much happening around here on the day-to-day basis. So just being able to, like, even if you can't travel abroad or to a different state, like, just spending a day in the city.
Yeah, like, every community, like, from city to city or town to town is a very specific ecosystem.
Vibe.
Yeah, yes. Or vibe, you could put it that way too.
Yeah,
where it's like, you know, there's a culture. You might think like, oh, there's just like one culture across America, but really it's really diverse, like even at like the town level. So like just going and seeing like how people live and exist in different towns like around your area, like you were saying, like going to Lansing from Hillsdale.
Yeah,
you know, that maybe that's your adventure.
Yeah,
and that's a great adventure.
Yeah. So I mean, I think what we can say after all this is like, an adventure can be anything from folding your clothes to going to the coffee shop downtown, going to another city in your state, or it could be going to Bosnia. If you have it within your budget to go to Bosnia, like, go off.
Go off.
I personally don't, but
<Me neither>.
that would be amazing. And it's just, it's cool because people, the cool thing about people is that they're cool everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And life is so beautiful everywhere because at the end of the day, we all share the same human experience and we're all trying to figure out what it means to be human. And that's why liberal arts education is great, because you kind of get it, not spoon fed to you, but you kind of just figure it out that way. But you could also learn it by traveling and going on adventures.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah, there's like the adventure of education, which is like what we're encountering while we're here at Hillsdale. Yeah. But then it's also like we're supposed to do something with it.
Yeah.
Like we're given a map for how to understand the world, but then we're supposed to go out into the world and navigate it.
Erica, why are you not a spokesperson for Hillsdale College? That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my little part here on our show. Apply to Hillsdale, kids. You won't regret it.
The deadline is December 1st for priority scholarships.
Apply now. Okay. So, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Healing Hour on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM with
your host, Adriana Azarian,
and your co-host, Erica Kaiba. And we were just talking about adventure, finding it by traveling, by not traveling in the people of your everyday life. And like right before, we were talking about kind of like the adventure of like mundane things. Like yes. Folding laundry.
Yes.
And in the article, she kind of, this is where she gets into it. Mm-hmm. She talked about like her bougie traveling experiences to like Bosnia and where was it? Bangkok. That's cool. But then she
says, I
want
to go to Bangkok. I love Thai food.
Oh, same.
If anyone out there knows where I can get good Thai food in Michigan, please email us at yourdoseofhealing@gmail.com.
Yes, please do. We are both in need of Thai food.
Amen.
Anyway. So she says, people had always told me to travel before I had a family because then, well, the adventure stops. So when I moved to the U.S. with my husband and was ready to have our first child, the question loomed, is this the end of adventure? I think many moms would say that changing dirty diapers in the middle of the night probably doesn't constitute adventure, and I am rather inclined to agree. Though there is a certain amount of risk involved in changing a baby's diaper, I'm not sure that it's something I would call exciting, and if all goes well, not leading to the unknown. But mom or not, and diapers aside, day-to-day life might contain far more adventure than we think. So okay. What do we think about that?
First of all, I just want to address this whole thing, like, travel while you're not married. I mean, yes, it's true, you're not tied down when you're not married, and you can do a lot more stuff. But I really think that kind of makes marriage seem like it's not... like, it's a burden.
Yeah, people are like, oh my gosh, like, marriage is, like, a chore. Like,
yeah.
Having kids is, like, a chore. Like,
that's, like, the most wonderful thing you can do with your life, pretty much.
Facts.
So, I think that's a really distorted way to view traveling and adventure.
I do think there is something to, like, you know, enjoying the period of singleness and, like, making the most of it.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, there are certain limits that, like, you have imposed on you, like, you know, when you're building a life with someone and you have people right. that are dependent on you, like, in the midst of that. Right. So, like, I totally get where that's coming from, you know, where it's like, you know, travel, you know, while you,
right.
you know, because you might not always have the means to. But at the same time, like, I totally agree with you. Like, right. I don't like it when it becomes a permanent thing where it's like, well, I want to travel forever and ever
right.
and never get tied down. Well, like, no.
Right. And I think also it's the fact that, like, people say it with the attitude of this is better. Like, being single and adventuring is better than being tied down to a spouse and children.
Yeah. And it's not. It's just not. Like, it's different facets of your life. It's going to make a beautiful whole. But, exactly. like, you can't, like, just focus on one facet and say, okay, I want to be young forever. Because, like, no.
Because, like, laying down your life for, like, a spouse and children and raising them and getting to have those joys at the end of the day is going to be so much more fulfilling because that's what's lasting. Like, travel, that's great. But, like, once you get on the plane, you're gone. Like, you can't save that forever.
Right.
It's
like a more permanent adventure.
It is.
Having a relationship with someone is a more permanent adventure.
So true.
Because, like, yes, it's, like, great to travel and, like, you see, like, your mind is expanded. You see a different part of the world and it's really cool and it's really great. But... when you come back to the people that you love, like, you never stop getting to know them. Isn't that crazy?
So like, an adventure like could be within your own family in that sense.
No, family for me, it's like the biggest adventure.
Facts.
It's like I was like born into this family. I was like, I've known these people like from the moment I entered the world. Isn't and I'm crazy? Still learning things about them.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
I love when you talk and the microphone just like explodes.
Have I been blasting your eardrums?
Oh, no, I'm loving it. I'm vibing. You can keep screaming into my eardrums.
Sorry, I've gotten like so excited about this episode.
Well, anyhow, this recording itself has been a trip, Erica.
It has. This has been an adventure.
I would agree.
One might say.
So please tune in next week.
Yes.
This has been The Healing Hour on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm your host, Adriana Azarian.
And I'm your co-host, Erica Kaiba.
And if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at yourdoseofhealing@gmail.com. That's yourdoseofhealing@gmail.com.
All lowercase. And send us your questions, your comments, your concerns, your personal problems. We are here to help and address all those things. Till next week.